of Last Night Podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
What do you think of this look, dude?
I love it.
You like this?
I've never seen the par like that. I think you should have a hat off more.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Brendan told me, Sharp told me I look like, you say, man, you look like fucking Joe Pesci in Home Alone when he gets his fucking...
when he gets his shit burnt, yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
What do you see?
I just think it's great, man. I think it's just, it adds a whole nother layer to the person. I should have wrote that down. Written that down. Damn it, I'm not stupid. Yeah, dude. You see, because it's just sticking out the side of the hat.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's its own thing.
Yeah, now it's a person. Now it's its own. It's like, oh,
because
Derek
now you can see from east to west. And before, the hat was just doing so much of the talking that the hair was just kind of the side. Now the hair's the main course. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'll do. Yeah, the hair is now the main character in this movie.
You take away a baked potato from a steak. I mean, the steak is just more apparent. All right, again,
it's good.
You can edit this out.
No, never, dude. I didn't expect compliments.
Yeah, look, I'm a big fan of your hair, and I'm a bigger fan of the movie Blank Check.
How big of a fan are you?
Well,
you watched it this morning. I saw it.
I hit you up and I said, I want to come on the show.
Yeah.
Because I don't get to talk movies enough. And I was realizing that seeing a clip of the show. And I was like, I just have an opinion about every movie. Like, I think most people do. It's
yeah.
a part of why you watch them, to feel something or to be angry at something or to talk about something you don't think about.
And I like to watch a movie and place it in my reality. And yes. I don't give a fuck what. If I'm like Infinity War, V for Vendetta, I'm like, yeah, this.
Oh yeah,
I'm there. What is happening?
What would I do if I was there? What would I do if I was Iron Man?
Yeah.
Like when I saw that movie, Wonder, with Owen Wilson, Julia Roberts, and this kid who had like a fucked up face, right? And he got like just teased so hard, and then Owen Wilson's like, it's fine, you're gonna be fine, you know, just wear a space helmet. Like they gave him a helmet so that he could cover up his fucked up face.
I saw the trailer for this.
Yeah, dude, it's a tear jerker. And I was on a flight like 5 or 6 drinks in and just bawling, dude. I mean, the stewardess came by, she's like, do you want another gin and Joe? Are you okay? And I was like, his face is so fucked up. And the kids are so mean to him. And his dad's his only pal. And even his dad's being like, maybe you should fix your face. Like it got, oh, dude, oh, he didn't say that. But it just got very real.
Look at me, Arky. That kid sounds like a real jerk. If someone pushes you or push back, don't be afraid of anyone.
Wow, you whispering.
Because I'm afraid of mom.
And then it just made me start talking and thinking about school and teasing and how kids are. And it was like, that was one piece of a conversation post-movie.
Yeah.
That's just cool about movies that are, that you feel distant from. Like Blank Check. And that movie, I think, for all kids, I think, I'm 38, you're...
I am 30.
So the 90s, kid, like this movie, you were how old when this movie came out?
4, dude.
Okay, so I was 4 by the day. Simple math is tough to do at home.
Wait.
So I was 12.
Yeah. Well, so this was for you.
This
was for you. I saw it, but they made it for you.
They made it for me, man. They made it for me because kids at 12, and I believe this kid was, I bet about 12 in this, right? 11?
I thought 10.
So did I. Welcome back to Derek and Adam, Guess the Age of Tiny White Boys.
Sponsored by Blue Chew.
Sponsored by Blue Chew. He's tiny, so and then he looks young, but again, he develops so much swagger.
Well, the conversation is crazy. It starts with him already talking about savings. He does the whole movie. He keeps saying, "I don't have enough money."
Right.
He's 10.
How can I save money if I don't have any?
A penny saved is a penny earned.
He's 10, and he's, you know, he's not the most confident kid to start off with. Yeah. I think obviously they needed the film to grow and have you root for the kid.
Yeah.
So he was so undersized and underdogged, and just dad was pushing him too hard, right?
Yeah, yeah. The first thing that happens is his older brothers steal his savings.
Oh, yeah.
It starts with they steal his savings, and he goes, "Dad, Harry and John stole my savings." And he goes, "Well, when I was your age, I had a business already in my own bank account." Yeah. And that would never happen in my bank. And, yeah. And it's like, wait a minute.
I wouldn't be a little bitch if my brothers took my piggy bank, you know? Yeah. And then he's just like, fuck. And then dad walks out. Mm-hmm. And then next morning at breakfast, gets a check from their grandma, but she's such a fucking idiot. She leaves it blank. She's just like, doesn't get it anymore. And she leaves it blank. And it sets the whole movie up being like, oh, wow, like this is a precursor to something bigger. Mm-hmm.
And his dad explains the concept of what he could do. Like, he's like, because he basically explains fraud to him because he's like,
yeah,
you know, like, oh, we're going to write $11. But, you know, if you wanted to, you could.
Yeah. How much would you put?
Yeah.
And he goes, and Preston goes,
$1,000. Yeah.
Which I love that amount, too, because as a kid, 10, 12, whatever. Yeah. $1,000 is a lot.
Having a bad day.
Oh, your grandma just forgot to fill in how much it was for, but she signed it at the bottom. See? It's a blank check.
And that was also letting us know that Preston, as, you know, Tiny Toon Adventures as he is, had enough wherewithal to be like, $1,000 is like, I don't feel too bad about it, but like, because I know I could do 10, and that's
and Granny's
snacks
not gonna know
for 50 years. That's, you're going to Toys R Us, you're getting almost an aisle's worth of stuff
yeah.
at Toys R Us with 10 grand.
Easy. Well, that's not even, you're yeah. getting the whole aisle.
Yeah, the whole aisle.
10 grand?
But he goes 1,000 just to be like, grandma won't know, I won't feel too bad. It'll get brought up at holidays.
How much did you get last year, honey?
$1,000.
$10.
Wait, Dad, what about inflation?
I'll make it 11.
When I'm older, it'll be yeah, so a funny
yeah,
story.
It'd be a funny thing, $1,000. But if it was like I took $10,000 from grandma, everyone would be like, dude, what? And that's like a conversation starter and a family relationship ender, right? Because that's a lot more. $1,000 is just,
oh,
she didn't even, yeah. she was petting her macaroni this morning. And by the way, I can't wait to get to that age when I can just do that and no one judges.
Oh, you just fucking do whatever you want.
Yeah,
and no one
just
says anything.
Zany. And so he's just, he's pissed.
I'm sorry, I'm stuck on, yeah. You imagine somebody, when I was 10, especially I was 10 years old, guess what I did, what?
My grandma wrote me a blank check because she fucking forgot how to do stuff, and I wrote down 10 and cashed it. How much did she have in her savings? Like 80. So she's like, not really, how old is she? 85?
Yeah,
like, oh, all right, well, like,
I guess, but
still,
dude.
But dude, does anyone else in the family know? Nah, man, just you. But I'm not in your family. I know.
I know, bro. Don't you fucking say anything.
Don't you fucking say anything, man. It started off where you're rooting for our guy.
You are. You,
so then the dad goes, $1,000, fuck that noise. How about 11? That's safe, respectful, and mm-hmm. it's 1994. And $11
yeah,
can still get you something.
A gift came from grandma today.
What a ripoff. It's a check for nothing.
Oh, you're going nuts at, you're getting candy. You're getting candy soda.
You're getting three decent size candies. Boy, that is a tough pairing of words.
Three decent size candies.
You get a decent sized candy, like three of them, and then like a big something
yeah.
to drink with $11. And then, by the way, this would not be the VO for 7-Eleven ever for a commercial. It's a guy.
You get three big, damn, that's a big word, huh?
It's
Isn't
a
that
guy,
a big word?
He goes, man, $11, this place will get you fucking three large-sized candy. Three-sized guys buys candies, you know, and a big Slurpee. And they're like, she can't say that, man.
We don't say what?
What? Yeah. Blank Check is a movie, I think, right out of the gate, you go, oh, well, we're going to go on an adventure.
Yeah, they let you know.
They let you know this kid is going to experience some wild shit that you've never seen a kid experience in the movies before.
That is true.
Yeah. I feel like I've never seen it. Again, Little Big League, the kid inherits the baseball team from his grandpa. Mm-hmm. But that's not this, dude.
That's not this. And then Richie Rich is in this because he's born rich. Well, so born you're already rich.
It's the first Kardashian, you know?
Yeah.
Where we're like, whoa, let's see a rich kid live.
It's like, oh, yeah. We know. It's like you get to, and also that story's never fun because that kid's never like getting a fucking water slide out of his bed into the pool. That kid's like, oh.
That was what stuck out with me. In the trailer, I remember him escaping, him being like, yes, after he escaped them in the park the first time when they were chasing him.
No! Yes!
Now that's a display of fine driving right there.
And then when he hit Tone Loc. Shout out to Tone Loc.
Shout out to Tone Loc, dude.
Coming in hot in Ace Ventura, coming in even hotter
super hot.
In Blank Check.
He's the bad guy.
Chasing, he's the funny relief bad guy.
Yeah, he is.
And
he's like, I ain't getting in that water. Yeah. And it's like, all right, Tone.
Yeah. He's like, chase him down the park. He's like, what do you think I am? Some black stallion, some jaguar, some bouncing devil in the night. Like, he's just like, he's just being going. So
and
cool.
And it's like, you're wasting time.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta get this fucking kid.
Get out and follow him on foot. Go!
What you mean, follow him on foot? I look like a bloodhound, a professional tracker.
Juicy, listen to me.
And then he, so Tone Loc's funny. And he,
The water slide, you were telling me that's the first thing you saw.
That was the first thing I saw. And then he got hit, Tone Loc got hit in the balls with the baseball in the batting cage.
Oh, yeah.
That was in the trailer, and then the water slide thing. And guess what? To this day, I'm not joking. When I get to a point to where I really am doing well, like Frank Caliendo, Three Houses well.
Yeah.
It's
pretty goddamn well.
It's well. I'm one of the, then I have the finances and the capabilities to put a water slide out of a bedroom into a pool. And I'm doing it. And I can't wait. And it's because of Blank Check. And if I had a vision board or if I meditated, I'd meditate or vision on both those things.
God, because also it's so,
that just seems so fucking fun.
It does. The vision in my head of you 75 accidentally going, and just that's how you drown. Like you just, just drown. It's like, you know what I mean?
That's, by the way, I thought that sentence was where it was headed emotionally.
Where?
Man, I just can't wait to see you at 75, man, just grabbing life by the balls, just jumping into that slide and just going for it and proving to yourself that even as you got old, even as your bones started to crinkle and crank, when you woke up, you still had the mental wherewithal to jump into that tube slide and slide to your morning. But no, you were like, dude, that's, you're gonna fucking fall backwards into it while brushing your teeth and just down you go backwards. Yeah. Never gone down backwards in all the trips. So now you're even more terrified. And by the way, backwards down a water slide is already terrifying.
Oh my God.
If you're 75 and you didn't mean to, good night. Good night. Good night. Yeah, you're drowning at 75 in your own bedroom water slide. And that's a pretty funny eulogy or fucking, you know, in the paper. Guy drowns from going backwards in bedroom water slide.
Water slide? After watching the movie.
After watching the movie. After fucking. After 50 years of fantasizing about a bedroom water slide connector.
He gets
Subway,
some amazing shit.
Subway sandwich franchise owner, because that's what I'll be at 75.
Yeah?
I'll have quit comedy at 74, and at 75, when the Jenga board tells me I'm going to die from a Blank Check simulator, then I'll go, I got one more year left. Time to buy a couple Subway franchises in Malibu and just retire. So you're fired. Give me the, four-year-old, right?
Yeah.
Was that the first time you saw it, or that when it
I saw it when I was like 5, 6 for sure.
Okay.
And then I saw it again a bunch of times. Just, you know, you just see it through life. It's
of course.
On, you know.
Where are you currently with just your you know, because you were pumped when I said I want to do that one.
Yes.
So I'm glad that it meant something already.
Oh, yeah.
And what is that?
I did remember, because you brought it up too. You were like, hey, isn't there an older woman that like tries to fuck skin? I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
I remembered that vividly.
Yeah.
Yo, the first time the woman walks in the movie, they slow-mo shot her. And it's the little boy seeing her. He sees her, and they slow-mo, and it's just like a zoom in on her legs.
Yep.
And you're like, okay.
Yeah, there were a lot of like provocative leg shots.
Yeah.
Felt very sexualized for a Disney film.
Crazy. I've never seen it like that.
But this was already different. It was different. It was Disney different. Which should be a hashtag for this.
Yo, this isn't on Disney Plus. It's on Disney different. You still have to pay separate. It doesn't come with Disney Plus.
Disney different. It's fucking shit like this where it's just the story's a little.
A little they missed.
Like they didn't miss. They just, bless you. They let a couple things slide, or maybe it was like, we're not going to give as many checks to the final product on this as we would Disney Plus stuff.
We would Lion King.
We would like, we can't, whatever. But yeah, they really made her, it was just more sex in a Disney kid movie than I
did. Yeah, and I get, this is fine. I get the little boy seeing her and he sees the legs and he's turned, you know, of course. As the movie goes, and it starts coming back, being reciprocated, is when she's looking at him and she's like, you know, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Like, he's funny.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. He makes her laugh.
Yeah. He makes her laugh, and she's like into it. They just started, he was like, how much do I need to start an account, right? Is that his first line?
That's his first line to her. How much do I need to start an account? And she's like, oh, like $200. And he's like, I'll be back. And she's like, okay.
That's right. Guy? Who's this guy coming in?
Whenever you're ready, please come back and see me, okay? My name's Shay Stanley. Ask for me.
Okay, I'll do that. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
I'll see you next time.
I hope it's not in a million years.
Bye-bye.
I got some troubles at home. This 10-year-old's trying to flex, and I'm here for it.
I got some troubles at home.
You know what I'm saying? Because she was too interested too soon.
Way too soon. It's like, what happened today? What kind of fight did you get in this morning that you're like, any attention will
this do. Cute kid, and he was just, the fact that he came in to open an account threw her off from his size and physical stature.
Yeah.
You know? She was just so impressed by the fact that he wanted to make something of himself. Maybe that's the fight she had at home.
Also, yeah, that guy is lazy. That guy's for sure lazy.
Maybe his name's, you know, like Alan, and she's like, you still don't even have a fucking checking account.
That's how the movie should have started. You don't even have a fucking checking account, Alan.
He goes, fuck you. Hey, man.
This is Disney different.
This isn't Disney fucking, I don't know, negative. Disney fuck it. I don't know. Disney's day off.
Disney's day off. That's where you can cuss.
But yeah, so she just was real interested in that. It didn't throw me off until that played a role later in the film. But
yeah.
But that also, you know, unnecessary. The undercover part I really dug. So you had to get that in there, and it's got to be someone that gets the kid's attention and that can kind of befriend him and do your undercover work. And it could have been Henry, too. Henry, the limo driver.
Yeah, who's a comedian, apparently. I looked that up. I was curious. I was like, this guy has to do stand-up. He's doing jokes.
His bit, and we should find the audio and put it in here.
Yeah.
Because his run, honestly, Chris Farley could have played this guy.
Yeah.
And would have murdered it. But obviously, Tommy Boy, I think, was 94, honestly. And so.
Yeah, you probably want to lead in that.
You know, and like if it was a Sandler thing, maybe he would have in it. But that part was big. You know, he's a movie star at that point.
Yeah.
But that guy crushed it. And it was such a fun part. And he was the right voice and earnestness to where you never felt creeped out by this guy's
ever
being friends with a kid.
Yeah, and when he does leave him for a second and like the kid's heartbroken because he goes to get like ice cream, he goes to get ice cream, the kid, he feels bad, and you're like there are moments in this where it's like, wow, okay,
yeah,
I'm with it.
And that guy was great. But that run that he had about telling him when he takes her out to dinner, to impress her.
Yeah.
And he's telling her, he's like, oh, yeah, you got to put liners in your coat pocket, okay, and grab some of the salad. Hey, they say it's all you can eat. They didn't say here. I mean, he's just like, all right, that's it's all you can eat. You can take, so you put it in your pockets, boom, boom, you got food for later. I mean, this guy was like, went off on a really weird rant to the kid that was so funny and indicative of his personality.
Yeah.
It was just funny.
Hey, you know, if you really want to go upscale, that all you can eat salad bar, women love that. Take some with you. You know, line your pockets with plastic bags. Put the food in there because it doesn't say all you can eat here. Does it say here on the sign? I don't think so. So you take something back for later. A little snackaroo. Oh, women love that.
And also the kid was such a, just loved this guy that he was just like, all right, yeah. Look, I'm probably not going to steal salad on this date, but I hear what you're saying as far as like a different way of doing things.
Maybe if she was 12.
Yeah, maybe if she was
also my age, maybe.
But and it was like a funny goof as a kid, but I'm actually trying to fuck this woman.
I'm trying to fuck this
I don't think I'm going
to
steal salad on the first night. Stuff my pockets with lettuce on my first attempt. But he was great, right?
Oh, he was phenomenal.
Yeah,
I thought he kind of carried the movie a little bit.
What else has he been in? You said he looked up some other stuff.
I just looked up that he was a comic. I did not look up because I was like, this guy has to be stand-up. Also, while this is going on, there's a villain. There's a villain.
Yeah.
There's a villain who escapes from the movie starts.
Yeah.
This guy's running outside of prison walls and it's raining like Shawshank.
I know, dude. It's like, I almost forgot. When I started watching, I was like, oh, I clicked the wrong button.
Me too.
I'm not watching Blank Check. I'm watching Shawshank 2. Starring.
I'm watching Shawshank and that's why you watched it already.
Yeah, yeah.
And they stopped at this part.
Yeah. And that was a lot. But then that set the scene of why the guy ran from the cops.
Yes.
Because when this villain, who's some criminal of some sort, hits our lead character, Preston.
And that's the next thing that happens, yep.
And then Preston goes down, guy ruins his bike, this shithead kid that Preston went to his birthday party but couldn't get on the big rides because he was like one token short. Every kid got $50 worth of tokens or 25, and Preston had $6, I think.
Yeah.
For 6 tokens, and so I couldn't do shit except stand on the pier with an ice cream cone and get drenched step by step, opening theme style.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just fucking, ice cream's gone.
I thought opening a big. That's, you know what, he can't get on, he's not tall enough to get on the ride, and that's how he ends up in the situation he's in.
It was a sad montage, and so now he's and that kid sees Preston get hit, and he's like, talking shit.
Like, yeah, that's why you got hit, you fucking loser. You break something, you're like, man.
That's what you get for fucking losing your ice cream at my birthday. He's like,
and your parents are fucking broke.
Yeah.
They're fucking broke, dude. And you're like, what?
Yeah, and so then that guy, who the criminal, hits him.
How much you want for the bike?
$1,000.
I'm not talking to you. Bye, kid. Go on, walk away. What do you want, kid? Name a figure, we'll discuss it. To your dad, he'll know what to do with it. I can't go.
And that's interesting. And then he pulls out the checkbook. And I remember thinking back later in life, like, do people always sign the check first? I never have.
Who does that first?
I always go, I think, who it's to first.
Yep.
Amount. Yeah.
Then writing the amount and
figuring
out.
Top to bottom. Like, start to finish.
12,000.
Like, yeah. So that was already weird, but not. But then, you know, I guess not unnormal, right? Like, I'm sure people... I mean, enough to have the movie be carried on it. Like, it's not so crazy to do your name first, right?
Not at all.
Yeah. This was a little quick for me.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
He gets in his room and has the check and goes upstairs. And I think his dad said something like, where the fuck are you? Where have you been? He's like, my bike got hit.
Yeah,
like,
the dad goes off.
Oh, and the dad goes off. He goes, you let your bike get hit? You fucking, you didn't look for cars? You're out in the world. There's cars out there.
He goes, you know you're paying for it, right? And the kid's like, Jesus
Christ. Yeah, you know you're paying for it. And he was like, so it wasn't my fault.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, this clearly is a display of how you treat your personal belongings.
Yeah,
and
he goes off on him.
He goes like, I got hit, Dad. A guy backed into me.
Yeah.
You were in his way.
Yeah.
Just like you're in my way. Every turn of this goddamn house.
You think we'd be living in this house?
You're just standing there, broke.
The dad hammers it in. How broke the kid is. I wish the kid would have once been like, well, why am I broke, Dad? Yeah. What do you fucking do?
I know. I was waiting for it. Because now you're rooting for him. He's getting beat up in life. Bike gets taken out from under him. Birthday party. You know, what a shitty experience. Is that rolling still?
Yeah.
It looks like it, right?
Timer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. And he goes, you know, he goes, you know what? Fuck this. Preston goes, fuck this. I'm getting it at home. I'm getting it in the world. I'm getting it, you know, I got no friends.
Yep.
It really would have been like if it took a turn and he like, you know, went to the streets and was like, started to kind of go, you know, crazy, you know, and was just like, that's not a.
He dumps the 30-year-old and she's like,
yeah,
crying. She, like, whoa.
And he's just like, that's what you get for stringing me along and not opening that goddamn account. The first day, you know I didn't have to.
And also,
bucks.
You think I don't know you're a fucking fed? And she's like, whoa.
Preston. Nah, nobody could. You don't get to call me that shit.
You'll call, it's B-Dog now.
It's B-Dog now. Yeah, so he. It could have gone that way.
Yeah, he gets on his computer, and he already is Steve Jobs. He. And he forges. Yep.
Well, how quickly did he come up with the amount? That's what was crazy. The idea. He literally went like this. I sat down being like, oh, yeah, I got this check. And held it out like this. And here's what it should have been. You know, here's what you got. Here's what you got. He sits down, holds the check up, and goes, a blank. Okay, wait. Here we go. Ready? Here it is. Here it is, right? Sitting here. A blank check.
Blank check.
$1 million. Here's what it should have been. Charlie Bucket finding the golden ticket.
Yeah, I wrote that down. Well, yes.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, you got to milk that moment. Zoom in. Charlie Bucket, the thing was over. He held up his eyes. Only his eyes were showing. And mm-hmm. he slowly, and then he was like, held it up. And it was like in front of his face.
And then people start grabbing him. And you're like, oh, is he going to lose it?
He slowly opened the chocolate bar. And you saw the first corner of the ticket. He should have been like this. Man, I just.
That
no. No. This is mine. This is mine. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
He doesn't even say $1 million. He types it super slow.
It. Yeah, that's right. Super slow. Yeah.
That's what he, you know, and it should have been.
So even that was fine, but yeah. You just got to it real quick. I really wanted to take my time with that.
Yeah. Okay, that's all the things that change. Yeah. I would make that mean.
Yeah, yeah. So then he gets the amount and
goes to the bank. He hands her the check, right?
Yeah.
And they just send him right upstairs. They're like, you know what? They go, oh, really? We're gonna go talk to our boss.
Go talk to Biederman, the boss. And the woman was even just like, go talk to Biederman, another kid with $1 million check.
Here we go again.
Boy, what does this say about our bank where we keep letting these kids cash $1 million checks? So how does Biederman still have a job? So they come out and what'd he say? He goes, are you the juice?
He goes, are you the juice? And the kid's like, yeah, like he's just like, 'cause you can tell he doesn't know. Also, the banker's a bad guy. He's supposed to hold $1 million for the guy. Yes.
And Juice is the name of Tone Loc, who's coming to get the money.
Who's supposed to be coming to get the money.
So I believe he says, like, do you like Juice? No.
Or something like Juice.
Are you the Juice? I like it.
I like it. Yeah, and that's what it is.
So then he thought, but he said it so straight-faced and so like, this could be like my funny way of telling you I am Juice.
Juice?
No, thanks. I'm not thirsty.
And that's what Biederman picked up on, right?
Also, for Biederman, though, to not be like, man, let me just double check. Hey, am I giving you this money? Like, who are you?
Are you the guy? How about a one follow-up?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, holy shit.
It's $1 million.
He's just like, are you Juice? And the kid's like, I mean, apple's good. Orange is arguably better. He's like, cool, that checks out. Here's $1 million cash. What?
From a guy that might fucking murder me.
I assume you know what to do with this.
He's on the run. Like, this is cavalier, it's a kid. Man.
Weren't you also told it was a 6'5 black dude?
Yes.
And not a 4'2 white boy? Weren't you told anything about the look for this guy? Even just say, like, he's a man. Say that. Say that, and guess what? Deductive reasoning. He's What's in front man. Of me? Not man. Who's supposed to give me money? Man guy. Hey, kid, hit the streets.
But also, though, with no clues at all.
No clues.
You should know. Even without it, you should just know better. With no follow-up, with none
no
of it.
Follow-up.
Just right when he said it, been like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to call him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't like the way you said juice. So now he runs out.
And he passes Tone, of course. They do the classic. He bumps into Tone Loc's like.
Tone Loc was checking out he's like, fine watch. Yeah, booty he was. Sticking out of a door. And it was just so classic Tone Loc and so classic 90s movie of just like him going, oh, girl. He was like, girl, look at you with that. Look at that. What
he's like that Humpty Dumpty.
That Humpty Dumpty. He said something very Tone Loc-y. He was like, look at that Humpty Dumpty. Give me some of that. Hey, all the butchers and all the bakers couldn't put that candlestick. Make a baker. Check it out. Just said some fucking cool ass Tone Loc shit.
There's nobody there, but there's somebody there. And I see ya. Hey guys, comedian Adam Ray here. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. I hope you're enjoying the episode. And I hope you're doing okay. It's a crazy, crazy time right now. And if you're a little uneasy, I get that. And I've also got the answer. Koi CBD. Say it with me. Koi CBD. Feels good. And it does feel good because I use all their products. I've been fucking with the fellas at Koi CBD since my circumcision. And I'll tell you this much. They're the best in the game, okay? Gummies, bath bombs, tinctures, joints, creams, oils. They got stuff for pets. Koi CBD has been giving the people what they need to feel better, to mellow out, to go to sleep right, to take away the aches and pains with the creams and oils, the bath bombs, make bathing just the best thing ever. You get a little radiation high from the balms. I don't know what's in it, but fucking goodness and just all sorts of, it's amazing, okay? It feels like drugs. And it's not, because it's CBD. So, if you want to get these amazing products, and I know you do, because they got the Adam Ray stamp of approval, go to KoiCBD.com and put in the code ALN15 to get 15% off your first order. KoiCBD.com, the promo code ALN15, to get 15% off your first order. Do it today and start living and feeling the right way. And now, back to the episode.
And then he hits him, so he drops the bag of money.
Yep.
And then we have this great moment where he picks it up and he's like, you know.
He says something like, damn, what you got, bricks in here? Like yeah. The classic, like, this is too heavy.
And made us think that he might check it and yeah. Then he would know.
Yeah.
And he doesn't.
No.
And Preston walks out, goes straight home, passes a castle for sale. And he just does a random like, oh, that's interesting.
Has the wherewithal.
Oh, to grab.
To grab the fucking the sign.
The for sale sign. Like, oh.
$150,000 cash.
Just, which I love because I go, this kid, like most kids, $1 million is a lot. But as we heard in the movie a few times, $1 million is going to go really quickly. And
everybody's hating.
Yeah, everybody's just like, this ain't, you know, I could spend that shit. And so he goes right home with the castle address. And again, this my point was, kids don't fuck around. Like, as much as it seems overwhelming,
yeah.
Like, look how quickly he was like, got the check, cashed it. I fucking, like, we're starting. Your life changes now.
Yes.
He's like, castle, start with that. Bidding, I'm moving in
war.
Friday.
Bidding war. Bidding he gets war. In a bidding war with yeah. The criminal.
Yeah.
Gets in a bidding war.
Yeah.
Wins.
Yeah.
Drops $300,000. I didn't start adding it up because he drops $300,000 on the house.
Oh, that's what all it was?
Yeah.
$170,000 right now, cash. I walk away, you take it or leave it right now.
Ask the box.
It's close and cost.
$180,000.
Top that, Seth.
Plus closing cost.
$190,000, darling. Top
Preston,
that.
Preston, honey, I have a few errands to run. I'll be back by 2:00.
Okay, bye, Mom.
Wow.
For the 90s,
for the cat, for a castle on a street.
On the same street of his parents.
Yeah. Just I think we never figured out, but I think it was like down the street.
Yeah, like, because when he gets everything in,
yeah.
His dad comes out like, hey, who's moving in?
Yes.
Go-kart track race, yeah. The blow up sumo fighters, fully pumped jump house at all times. Yeah. It was never not pumped. It was like, well, that's yep. A lot. Bungee jumps. He had full bungee jumpers. Yep. He had arcade.
Oh,
He had the fully decked Scarface office with all the 32 cameras.
That was a lot. He had that was a lot, but that was also the right move.
Yeah, just because you can't trust the motherfucker.
You can't trust anybody. Like, you already couldn't trust your parents, you know, so now you're in a house by yourself with a fucking, you know, even the guy, even your limo driver who's your buddy, like, he might just, he knows he could just fucking smother you with a pillow. So he knows he can do that. And you have to look at him, always letting him know, like, I know you could do that, but I got you. Like,
but I got you.
I'm going to get tons of pizzas. You never have to, like, it's just going to be pizzas and ice creams and water slides and fucking sumo suit, bouncy house.
Dude.
And he was all for it. The batting cage.
Full batting cage.
The virtual reality with the.
Which
we hadn't really even seen yet in life. It was just, it all looked right.
Yeah,
and it painted the world enough of like, oh, a kid living the dream.
Yeah, everything. He had everything. I mean, he had everything you would, because that is all the things I would get.
Mm-hmm.
Full batting cage, you know, the sumo wrestling ring.
Yes, it was all the stuff that, again, it's stuff that you don't remember seeing on TV. Kids absorb those toy commercials at that time so hard.
Yeah.
And so, but there was things in that house that he was doing. To see him doing it, the virtual reality thing, I've never seen that advertised as a toy. Mm-mm. That was attainable to me as a kid. Sumo stuff, even, I'm like, I'm never going to get to do one of those. That just looks so expensive.
Yeah.
And that's not a toy that your mom, and for me personally, single mom, thanks for bringing it up. Yeah, they split when I was 9. Get over it. There's no way if I saw a fucking water slide that I could ever be like, Mom. And that's also 95%.
Mom,
I saw this. Can we get a water slide out of my bedroom into the pool that we don't have? But you'll build it because we can get that too, maybe?
No.
No. What? Are you fucking nuts? But so to see things again, like, that you don't even see advertised, and then you saw him doing it was like even the batting cage, that was so cool to me because baseball was like my favorite sport of that time. And man, so now he's living the dream.
Living the dream, dude.
Nothing can go wrong, you think?
Nothing. And then he goes and he sees the girl, Shay.
Yeah.
And she, you know, he asks her out on a date, like, hey, are you free tonight? Like, he goes, are you free tonight at 8? And she's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. That's it. She didn't. She was just like,
yeah, I'll meet you at the park or something.
No, they go to dinner.
They go to Spago's. Yeah. Lowry's or like some fucking Benihana.
They go to
the opening of Benihana in like Chicago. Like, it was a nice. She was dressed up
to fuck
Brad Pitt.
Thank you.
And this kid came ready.
Yeah, he did. And he goes to dinner with her, man. And then, I remember, they go to the fancy dinner.
There was a tangerino where I used to live.
Compliments of the chef?
They go to the fancy dinner, and then...
That's when she starts to kind of grill him about Macintosh, right?
She grills him about Macintosh, and he's like, I don't really want to talk about that. And he's like, he hits her with like the Titanic line. He's like, you want to go on a real date? And then they go to the park, and he's hot dogs, and they're laughing. And like, she's making her, yo, this 10-year-old is making her belly laugh.
I know, dude. They were having such a fun movie montage of just like, wow, things are escalating. Like, that should have been the song, like, things are escalating.
Getting hot.
Getting hot. Eating burgers at the park.
Let's run through the water.
Ooh, fountain's gonna get you.
Didn't wear a bra. He doesn't care. She doesn't have a bra.
Yo, wet titties all bouncing in the air. Yeah.
Yo, when they're dancing, running through the water, people are... Also, there's other adults like, Get her, Preston.
Get her, Preston.
Like, they were like, that thing is gonna fire.
Some guy holds up like a con. I'm like, it's not like that yet. Wait, what do I do with that?
I don't even know what it is.
and so, end of that.
He also buys her jewelry. I remember he starts the day with like a crazy necklace.
Here's the thing. Was she playing him? Because then you go, she's trying to do her job. She's trying to get to Macintosh.
She's a Fed. She's a fucking federal agent.
But I had a tough time not blurring the line for her between work and pleasure. she was not doing, I think she really was undercover and really cared about cracking Macintosh.
Yeah.
You know, because at the end of the movie, whatever, I'm not going to skip ahead, but you're like, oh, you were in it to win it the whole time. But she's belly laughing. He goes, the way when he fell to the ground and pulled the entire dinner onto his lap and was covered in lobster. And threw a lobster that landed in some lady's boobs.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, hilarious.
Great throw.
A lot of those moments were so throwaways, but for me, big hits. You know, that's a big base hit. That was an unexpected fucking home run. Like, truly, like, just. He's covered in lobster. You get, oh man, this day's not going good. He just throws a quick lobster and hits a woman. right in the boobies. Funny. As a kid, you're seeing that's so funny. And then he looks at her and goes, yeah, do you want to go on a real date? She goes, yeah. He goes, do you want to get hamburgers? And the look that she gives, the smile that she delivers when she's like, I love hamburgers, was literally like he said, do you want to go on a private jet to a private island where you can do whatever the fuck you want and I will take care of you for the rest of your life, but you got to do something to me on the plane? And she was like, I love private planes.
She's like, what did you think I was going to do? Yeah, what'd you
she
think
was just like, burgers.
I like hamburgers. I love hamburgers.
She was just too... I don't know. He was very charming.
He was.
She was all about it. She was just like,
yeah.
He was also taking control. He fell down, had lobster on his fucking face, like, and he goes,
fuck this.
You want to go get some cheeseburgers?
Come on.
She was like, fuck yeah, dude. Not only did you that, and that is funny. It's like, fuck, if that happened to you know,
on a real date, bus, with an adult, with another,
yeah, you make fun of yourself, be self-deprecating, and then. Make a move immediately and be like, just don't bounce. Like being fucking, decisive like that is appealing to most people.
That is true.
You know?
Forget the age.
Yes. So that's what I think. I'm just, again, trying to dissect why she was just so on board and why I thought she wasn't just saying, I want to go get some burgers because of the job. I think that's when she let down.
Shay wanted burgers.
Yeah, Shay wanted burgers. And she goes, I love a man that just takes control. And... says, let's fuck the lobster, let's get burgers.
It has a size 7 feline.
Yeah. You know? So they're eating burgers in the park. They're hopping through fountains. It's adorable.
The bad guys come.
Bad guys come.
They run. Yo, this is the because he goes, oh, because he sees them first. And he's like, oh, like let's run. And she's like, yeah. Let's run.
Yeah.
And then they run and they dive in the limo. And she's like, yeah. There were people chasing us, but
yeah, I know. She didn't even I think she was just so lost in love. And then she hops in the limo. Did Henry say anything funny? I'm trying to remember. Did he have like a quick joke of like, hey, sorry guys, I ripped a fat fart before you got here. hey, you guys might want to roll down that back window but there's a pizza back there, I think. Nope, fuck, I ate it. But anyway, we'll be 15 minutes unless there's traffic. I hope nobody got in a car accident. It's late.
And hey, you know how old he is? It's in the middle of the day.
Sorry, guys. I ripped a fat fart back there. I was chilling watching Mad Men on my phone. But anyway, it's fine. I got back up and I came outside. And you know he's 10, right? Anyway, but I'm going to drop you guys both off in a second. And you can chill out tonight. Show the water slide. Actually, I don't know why I'm suggesting that. That's fucking, he's 30 years older than younger than you. But anyway, you guys have a good time. Fuck me, right? I turn the other cheek, right? That's what I'm getting paid for.
Hey, I'm single.
Oh, wait, I'm not getting paid. I'm just so fucking lonely and alone that I'd rather chill with a millionaire kid and fucking go home to my fucking
wife. Look at those fucking kids. You're like, whoa.
All right, I think we're here. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, come on, guys.
Buckle up. Hey, seatbelt's up for real.
Hey, for real, Frey. Hey, but like, hey. Like, you know.
Oh, man. That's amazing. All right, so then... So then now he's in love. And now
he's fully in love. And that's when his brothers go, hey, man. You know she's a fucking gold digger, right?
Out of nowhere, dude.
Out of nowhere. He's like, what's that?
I don't even know. Dude, I'm still having a tough time adjusting to Santa not being a real thing.
She's a gold digger, man. She just wants Macintosh's money.
Yeah.
Don't rub it in me.
Come on, brother.
And now you're telling me that women can chase you for stuff other than your fucking kind thoughts? You know, and your generosity.
No, but.
Yeah, and so that rattles his cage for sure.
It messes, because he's like, damn, is she into me just for my money?
And they're like, she wants Macintosh. She wants that Macintosh D.
They do say that.
They're like, why would she want a nerdy kid who, what is it, can't do his homework?
Can't do his own homework, or can't like start his own savings account.
Yeah, broke, yeah. Another broke, throwing shade. And so then he's like, I got to throw a big birthday party for Macintosh. No, now people are, the bad guys... Then they have a couple park rendezvous, gets out of that. Then you know, it's been 6 days, which we find out later from the bad guys being there. And then it's like, all right, now how he's got now a whole staff, and he's planning a birthday party because she wants to meet Macintosh.
Yes.
And I think this was his ploy to have a really special hangout, and like, I don't know what, maybe this was the night.
Maybe. Maybe she'll, because maybe like she realized he isn't real, and like it won't matter.
How did he get pressured to throw the Macintosh birthday party? Was it because it was he?
His dad. Remember, his dad was like, if you're going to keep working for this guy, I got to meet him. So he was like, how do I fucking set this up?
Right. Yeah. And was he going to pretend to be Macintosh?
He does. Remember, because the dad comes in.
But was he going to pretend or just, he just act like he couldn't be there.
He couldn't be there.
At his own party.
Yep.
Dad comes to that. He also throws it because he's like, where's Shay? I want to see Shay.
Yeah.
I'm assuming she's wearing an outfit that I can only see on fucking, you know, broken channels, you know? And so I want to see that live in the flesh. And Henry's walking around being like, it's fine, she'll be here. And then he's like, oh, wait, that's her. And he just turns around and he goes, that's not her, but she'll be here.
Yeah, but she'll be here, come
and
on.
Henry was so, and Preston was so pissed at that point. He was like, don't you ever fucking do the major look on me in my own fucking house.
I'm a fucking millionaire, you fucking limo driver.
Don't you ever make me look. And so he.
You have fucking health care. He's like, damn, this kid.
Hey, man, I was just trying to goof. Fucking, it's 8:15 and no one's drinking. No, there was champagne flowing, actually.
Everyone's drinking.
They had a couple shots of this guy, the server pouring champagne, and people literally just holding up their glasses like this, and he was like, just dumping it, like missing their glasses, and they're like,
everybody's like, who's doing this party? I don't fucking know. It's like, wait a minute.
I just want to say this to Macintosh.
I just want to pick out.
They were funny. People looking at each other like, who the fuck is Mr. Macintosh? What? How did I become your plus one? I thought I was his plus one. Dude, it wasn't even a guest list. I literally was coming back from another party, pulled into the valet, got out, and walked in. You know,
like, and it was fucking awesome.
Yeah, and it was a crazy party. And so the woman who threw the party comes to collect her cash.
$100,000, that's what she wants. And he finds out he has $300 left.
Yeah.
I remember that. And that's when his dad...
$300 out of $1 million. And
out of $1 million.
And that was crazy because he pulled up on his giant TV screen, Minority Report style, just fucking... And again, that type of security system, dude, he was just... That was also cool because I envisioned playing video games on something like that or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it sees all the purchases. And house was $300,000.
Yep.
And then it was like sky, fly, you know, bullshit, popcorn machine, whatever, cars. And it was just more money. And then $300 left. And that's when the dad comes in.
Transaction not possible. Insufficient funds. Current balance, $332.17.
The dad comes in, and that's the first time the dad's like, hey, my son might be a broke loser, but can you let him off early tonight?
Yeah.
I miss him.
It's his birthday. I'd like to see him. And he goes, and then he just, and then he kind of looks around, and Preston kind of turns in the chair, and he's just like, doesn't know if he wants to say anything and let his dad know that it's him there. And he goes, the dad goes, he just launched in, like, very unprovoked. Where he was just like, if you see Preston, can you send him home early? It's his birthday. I know I haven't been the best dad. He's like, if you see him, it's his birthday, and it'd be cool if he could come home early tonight. Look, I push him hard. I push the kid. I'm a pushy dad. I see a lot of him and me, and I'm a dick. I'm a fucking asshole.
I haven't always paid enough attention to my kids. I pushed them too hard. Maybe. especially Preston. I guess I expect more from him. He reminds me of myself at that age. I couldn't wait to grow up.
To be honest, I didn't want Preston. I'm saying it. I didn't want him. My wife told me she was pregnant. I said, two's enough. I fucking thought I pulled out. Yada, yada, yada. I got a kid. So, look, it's his fucking birthday. He's being a bitch. He's fucking shattered his bike. He said he got hit by a car. I was like, you're not that lucky.
That's what I said
to my own son. I said, you're not that lucky. You know, that's lucky kid shit. You six token bitch. I called him a six token bitch because that's all I gave him money for. He couldn't do the fun log ride with the kid who hosted the party. So here I am pouring my heart out to Mr. McIntosh, a guy, frankly, I don't think really exists, but I'm going along with it because, hey, what else am I going to do? Go back to my fuckhead son and tell him, hey, the world's going to turn around for you. Anyway, point being, it's his birthday. Send him home if you can. If he's not here, if he's out drinking, at least he's fucking making something of the night.
Also, I was laid off recently, so if you are looking for more employees.
I got this undercover project. What was his project?
God, he had some fucking...
First attempt or... Yeah. No, it was like secrets.
He was also a failed businessman.
Yeah. I know. When he was like, I see a lot of him, I mean, yeah, that should have come out more of him just being like, I fucking... Look, I invested a lot of money in this company. It was like a weird, I don't know what it was exactly. It was like they made jams, but then they like sold crack pipes.
And fucking penny slots. I mean, you win sometimes. And they fucking, it's how do you stop?
How do you stop, all right? The game's fun. They come over. Another, you know, Captain and Coke, Mr. Lillard. I'm like, that's not my name, but I'm living a different life out here.
This is Reno, baby.
Yeah, it's Reno, baby. Anything's possible. And they tell you that when you check in and you buy it because you're in Reno and your wife's not there. Yeah. And so so now he's like Preston sitting there and he's choking up.
Now he's crying. He's like, he's getting really
And
crying.
I'm not getting real choked up yet, but I'm starting to. Now Disney's like, hey, ever seen a father-son relationship get mended up close? We'll take a look at this because now Preston chases after his dad. Yeah. Dad. And just when he announces to everyone that McIntosh is him, more or less, and there is no McIntosh, dad's gone, chasing him down the street. I think he said father when he was in the street.
Yeah. He went from dad running after him.
Classic after him. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, father, you know, pop.
Pop. Yeah. Papa. Yeah. And then everyone. Well,
he comes back to the party. He comes back to the party, and Shay sees him, and she's like, hey. Preston, what's up? And he's like, he goes, why don't you take your necklace and fucking get out of here, gold thing and ore. And she's like.
Yeah, he came in hot.
He's so mad.
She was just like, I bought you a fucking necklace. And this is how you repay me? You come looking for McIntosh in my house? He's not even real.
You fucking idiot. You
understand how fucked up that is?
He's telling it to her. You understand how fucking crazy you are?
Dude, you understand how crazy you are? You like a guy that's not even real.
I bought you a fucking necklace.
Oh, man. So she's a little confused.
You could be in danger.
Just go, okay? Get your necklace. Just take it and leave.
He goes back in the party. Woman's looking for he can't afford it, and then they just party shuts down.
He tells everyone McIntosh isn't here, just go. And everybody, which is weird, because everyone's having this huge party, and he says McIntosh isn't here, and everybody's like, oh, well, fuck this party. It's like, none of you know him.
Yeah.
The party's a rager.
No, you don't get to be upset, man. Yeah. It is
it's a fucking bouncy castle. What the fuck are we talking about?
Yeah, free food. You drank for free for at least an hour.
What is this?
Yeah. And so party's over. Everything gets shut down.
The bad guys show up.
Bad guys show up.
Where's my money?
Where's my money?
Where's my fucking money. And he's like, I spent it. And then they're like, $6 million in 6 days? How? And it's like, you just walked in the house.
Yeah.
You saw the party. You see the fucking, the batting cages.
Does not add up. Batting cages aren't cheap. It's the 90s, baby, but nobody has a batting cage. Do you know where I had to fucking get this from? Yeah. This isn't Toys R Us shit, baby. It's Gucci. some weird company that makes it that they had to go through, you know.
Dude, I got this from the fucking Mets, bro. You think this is just out? What do you think I got this from?
My dad went to high school with Mike Piazza. So then they start chasing around the house.
And he home alones him.
He Home Alones them.
Batting cages. But yeah. The one guy I didn't get because all he did was put the virtual reality thing on Tone Loc, and he was like, up.
"Oh, that was on Biederman."
Oh, Biederman, and yeah. He's like, "This is
freaked out.
What world is this?"
Yeah, yeah. He was like, couldn't separate. He couldn't just take it off his head. He just was like, "Ah, what is happening?" He's like, "Dude, just take a beat." Push it back over your head, and you're still here.
You're not in this two-dimensional graphic cube. Yeah, it's not like that.
Yeah, you know, you're fine. And then the main bad guy slips down the water slide.
Yep.
In the chase pursuit, and Preston comes up to him and asks if he's okay, which I didn't think was. I never get that in any movie. It's like in Scream or any killer movie. Like people like they hear a noise and they go towards the room. Like, hello. James? Like, James has been out of town for a week. But she's like, is that you? Did you come back early for some reason and not, you know, like...
and not called?
Yeah, not called. No, it's not. Just don't chase. That's a weird thing. Just leave it alone. So him to go back to the bad guy and be like, are you okay? Mm-hmm. It's like, I get that for the sake of, like, needing to just keep it going for one more. Because then he comes up and he goes, and fucking grabs him, starts choking
him. Tries to kill him.
And then goes, I gotcha. Now I gotcha. They come down. They come rushing in.
The feds come in.
The feds come in. She's like, FBI. And Biederman's like, you're fired from this bank as of now.
Yeah.
And she goes, actually, you're fired from this bank as of now.
And then they show Preston. He's like,
yeah.
Like, that's my girl.
Yeah. So he's proud. She comes in. He was kind of indifferent about her being for the feds.
He didn't bother him.
No. I think he was just like, okay. Glad you're here to save the day.
She's a rat. Like, you see them.
She's a fucking... But that still doesn't mean that she could... She could still be into me.
And then... Right? That is what he would be thinking.
Yes.
He's like,
yeah.
She's a cop, but, I mean, we got those burgers. Yeah. I mean, that was real.
Yeah, yeah. So I got burgers with a cop? Dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is cool. Like, being in the FBI is cooler than working at a bank.
Yeah.
And to Preston, for sure. And so then they all are taking a beat, and the bad guy's still trying to fucking... I'm not going to concede. I didn't lose.
Yeah, he says that.
He's like, how can I get out of this? And that's what I loved about this bad guy. Classic bad guy. It wasn't over till it was over.
Yeah.
And he still was just like, they're like, you're coming downtown, all you guys. And they were like, we're taking you. And, oh, okay. So then he goes, who's Macintosh?
And he goes, I'll get out of this.
I'm Macintosh. And they all were like, you're Macintosh. And they're like, yep. And then Preston was like, yep, that's him. And then they're like, cool, man, we got you on 38 counts of fucking child pornography and like all sorts of fucking.
And Preston's like,
and yeah.
Like, oh, this kid's fucked up.
Yeah. And just we got you on fucking, you know, loitering and just every charge, like, you know.
I'm Macintosh.
You're Macintosh?
I'm Macintosh, and I want you all off my property now.
He's Macintosh.
You sure? I tell you, I'm Macintosh. Please tell these guys I'm Macintosh.
Oh, he's Macintosh. Don't you know Papa Macintosh and Big Mama Macintosh? Be hanging out with the brother, you know?
Okay, then, Mr. Macintosh, you're under arrest for fraud, money laundering, and grand theft. What are you talking about? What's this all?
Bring in Biederman, too.
I'm a thinker.
Listening at a
aiding
son's
and abetting, yeah. And just, and so he's fucked. And then they cuff him. They take him out of town. They're like, we're taking you too, Biederman. And then they look at Tone Loc. And he was even like, and even you, Tone Loc. And he was just like, what the fuck did I do, man? I'm just the
y'all don't like my
comic
shit.
Relief. Yeah, I'm the Ace Ventura.
Just the comic relief. Yeah. I can call Jim Carrey. Hold on. Just pulling that
card. And so then they get out on the porch. And this is...
this is the whole movie, right?
This is a clip I posted, too. This is bonkers. They're out on the porch. And they're just, you know... sitting there and
classic end of the movie shot where you see all the sirens and like the everybody's around, you know, like in Die Hard or any movie where it's like, hey, let's have a one-on-one while all this is going on.
Yep. It's a really beautiful thing to get, you know, to end the night in front of all the chaos. You would think you'd get in the car, go home, put in a Salisbury steak, you know, just kind of fucking have a quiet night at home and like get away from the chaos.
It'd be like shame, like, oh my God, I almost fucked that 10-year-old. Like, she should come at this point. Yes. She's like, Jesus, I was really deep into that.
Just leave. By the way, Irish goodbye that party. You got the guys. Get out of there.
You don't have to talk to this kid.
You're worried. What are you going to say? You don't have to talk to this kid. Like, you did your job. You're going to be pen pals with him?
Yeah, go home and be thinking about, like, man, I was really almost fucked that kid.
Totally.
Jesus, I had a good time getting those burgers.
I had a great time getting those burgers. But she stuck around because she's like, I'm going to just try to let him build the confidence, maybe.
Yeah.
So that he'll do it to somebody else. And so, right? Because she's like, you're not going to get with me, but I know a couple friends that are weaker than I am. And if fucking one of them ends up being your teacher next year, you are going to ruin a life. So he goes, I'll see you. When can I see you again?
Yep.
Which was a nice, you know, that was a nice classic way of just being like, you know.
I've seen that in a million movies. So yeah. It's like, when can I see you again?
And I like that he didn't like just try to go in for like, hey, will you at least just give me a kiss? This was exhausting these last days.
I had $1 million. Yeah, I ran through it. I didn't realize I was dealing with fucking gangsters. You're undercover fed. I mean, dude.
Even if you just want to like flick it with your finger, like just something. And this is all new to me. He just goes, when can I see you again? Which is even cooler. Very graceful, very gentlemanly. And she's like, you know what? Call me in 10 years.
And he goes, 5.
Yeah.
And she's like, she doesn't go like, I was kidding. No.
I should have known. Hey, you know, I wouldn't have traded that night for anything.
So when can I see you again, Shay?
Why don't you give me a call and say about 10 years? 7.
6.
Okay. It's a date.
She doesn't go, hey, man, you know what? Now 20, actually, because what the fuck, dude?
I'll be nice.
I'm not going to call you when you're 15. What? Now I'm not calling you until you're 50, dude.
Yeah, dude, like this is crazy. Because
that's creepy.
I'm a fucking federal agent.
Yeah, but no, he says 5. And she goes,
you know what? The ball's on this kid.
Yeah.
7.
7.
And
so
he's
call
like,
me when you're 17.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going with 10.
Yeah.
We can find out for real.
No, but 11. That's why he wrote 11 on the grandma check. Remember the dad's like, we'll write 11 because you're 11.
Oh.
That has to be it, right? Because that's what your grandma would give
you. Let me look it up real quick.
That's my guess. Is that it, Sam? Because it makes sense of like why would the, you know.
Okay, here, ready?
But we're also 18. That's why she's like, what a fucking dirty.
How old is kid in blank check? Wow. 11-year-old boy. Good call, dude. That's why the check was $11. So, 18.
She wants it. She's like, you know
okay,
what?
So okay, now let's talk about this.
What?
So, 18. So, she's like, she's probably what, 30?
She's 30.
27?
She's 27 the FBI.
Or 30. I mean, I don't know about how
she's
young.
She's an undercover agent. She's got to be 30.
And she does, I mean, she, you know, didn't look like, she looked like she could be 30. Just the way she carried herself, right?
Yeah.
Shit was put together. And so she says, call me 7 years. So that'll be 37 and 18. And she just was like, you know what? I'm good with that. Because she could have been, because again, she could have been like, call me in 20 years when I'm 38 and you're 31. But she goes, fuck it. When you hit that 8, that 1-8.
Just fucking. You know, who am I kidding? Call me at 1-6. I don't give a fuck.
You know what? If you get your driver's license the day you turn 16, hit me up.
Hit me up, dude.
But,
I don't care.
Yeah, because that says that to me that you want it. So they kiss.
I mean, let's not blow over that, because I know it sounds like, oh, he kisses her. If you haven't seen it, you're like, oh, she kisses him on the cheek. No, she looks at him, tilts her head like this,
tilts her head, and gives him like a no tongue, obviously, but
it was Disney.
It was.
But I mean, is it Disney? She kissed this little boy. What am I talking about?
It's Disney different, and it's also Disney porn. But because that's Disney's version of porn, is like just big age gap and a little smooch.
Yeah.
That's Disney being like, ooh, yeah, we did it. You know?
We did it what?
Yeah, we did it what? Something. Yeah. It makes sense in the story. And again, little boys watching, probably without realizing it, were like pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I could remember exactly how I felt about that in the movie, but I don't. But I bet I was fired up.
There's no way I wasn't like, man, that fucking kid got with that 30-year-old.
Yeah, totally.
And she wanted him. It wasn't like, it wasn't pity. It wasn't a pity kiss. It was like, I would fuck the shit out of you if you were a little older.
Yeah, totally.
Like, what?
Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. Hope you're enjoying this episode. Obviously, it's a very difficult time for everyone right now. We're all challenged in finding a day-to-day routine that makes our lives consistent and awesome. And if there's something that's interfering with your happiness right now or preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. BetterHelp is a professional counseling service, online, private,
and it's so convenient. I've used it for a little bit now. It's truly the only way that I've found to help get my own issues dealt with on my own time at my own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your licensed professional counselor right now. They're specialized in depression, anger, stress, anxiety, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief or relationships, sleeping, which I have a lot of trouble with, trauma, self-esteem. Anything that you share with them is confidential. And guess what? If you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, at any time, you can request a new one for no additional charge. There's 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states, available worldwide. And again, there's four ways to communicate with them: text, chat, phone, and video. You can start communicating in under 24 hours. It's available on any desktop, mobile web, Android, and iOS apps. Schedule a video or phone session, generally weekly, unless your therapist schedules more, unless you just are really not sleeping and need to get some additional chats in. There's broad expertise in the network, which may not be locally available in many areas. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. It's secure, it's convenient, it's professional, and above all, it's affordable, all right? It's truly the most affordable option I've found. So right now, all ALN listeners are going to get 10% off your first month with a discount code AboutLastNight. So why not get started today and start making some changes for the better in your life? You deserve it. So go to BetterHelp.com/AboutLastNight. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor that you'll love. That's BetterHelp.com/AboutLastNight. BetterHelp.com/AboutLastNight. And get 10% off your first month with promo code AboutLastNight. And now, back to the episode.
And I wonder if they met up in real life too, like after that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, will they see each other and he's actually maybe older? Like, what if he was like 25 and like in good shape and she just like, you know, came back from shooting a movie and had to end a relationship in Germany because the guy lived there and he couldn't get his green card or whatever. So she came back.
And it was like, damn, that's a tough breakup.
And they ran into each other, you know? And he's like, isn't that crazy? We played a movie where I was a kid and you were a grown woman. She's like, yeah.
I can't believe they had us kiss. And he's like, I know. And then they start talking about the kiss. And
they talk about the kiss. And he's like, that was crazy. He's like, were you nervous? And she's like, she's like, I was so nervous. Are you kidding me? You were a kid.
He's like yeah. I wasn't nervous. He goes, I wasn't nervous. But he's like, I wasn't. There was something about you.
I don't know. You just put me at ease. And things haven't changed, you know? And she goes, yeah, she goes, I remember being a good kiss. He was like, yeah, I remember.
Yeah,
and then he goes, I remember wanting it to last longer. and then she goes, yeah. She goes, well, it was good to see you. Yeah. And then he was just like, for real? And she was like, yeah, what? He's like, I don't know. It's just, are you leaving? She's like, yeah, what do you think was going to happen? I'm just bumping into you. And he was like, I don't know. It's the movie. And then now, yeah. And like, I'm older. And she's just like, fuck up. Wow, no. And like, he's like, why? And she looks over and he's got like a fucking MAGA bumper sticker. she's like, come on, man.
Come on, man.
And he's like, oh, okay.
Oh, so you fuck me because when I was 10, but you won't fuck me because of some political bullshit. And then it's like, well, who is this woman? I'm on his side. This is when you're judging now?
That's different, yeah.
That's different. You were different. I thought you were blue. And it's like, what do you mean? She's like, well, I mean, you know.
So to wrap up, Henry is off in his limo. Sad. Sad biting.
He's, yeah.
And but he also, I think we also feel good for Henry because even if we are joking that he is going home by himself and he's living although he went out that one night with his friends, like, he's like, hey, Henry, you want to play video games? He's like, nah, I'm going to go out with some buddies. I wish you told me, though. I would have fucking stayed. Remember? He's like, fuck my adult friends, man. I'm living in a goddamn castle. Yeah, fucking dude. Got tubs of ice cream in.
I was just wondering if you wanted to play some video games.
Oh, man, I wish you'd have said something. I can't. Promised some friends I was going to meet him in a while.
No, okay. No problem.
Can I bring him over here? And just now, he's hanging with eight drunk Michigan guys. All they went to Michigan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you went out to get beers because he was probably also was just like, you know, subtext was like, hey, man, like, I've been kicking it with a 10-year-old for the last 5 days. I got to have one night out of, like, normal life.
Come on.
Like guys that I can make dirty jokes to and they get them. Oh, you can, come on, try one on me.
Dude, I can't.
All right, dude. All right, so he does it. This guy, This guy brings a, he's at a big party, right? Everyone's fucked up. And he brings home a blow up doll and he puts it up in the room. And like, what kind of doll? Like, not like, it's not like a brand, it's not like a Fisher or a Mattel. It's just like a blow up doll. Like, for like to lay on in a pool? Yeah. Just listen to the joke. So the woman, so they put this blow up woman up in the room and they tell everybody, man, there's a girl in there. She's really hot. She's just super horny. Everybody wants to get with her. So first guy goes in there, comes out, tells everybody what a good time he has, right? After about 20 minutes, and everyone's like, oh, damn.
What are they doing there?
What do you mean? Yeah. You mean president?
Yeah, okay, what do they do?
Oh, you know, they, well, again, just the joke's coming, but they're, you know, they're not playing, they're not just like playing Mario Kart, you know, their clothes are off and they're getting after it.
Yeah.
Like, you know how you're thinking, like,
okay, but
getting after it. Like, you know what you, the things that you think about doing with Shay.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what's happening with the guys at this party and the blow up doll.
So they really love her.
I mean, they love her so much they want to be inside of her.
Oh,
yeah, man. Do you
like Magic School Bus? Like how they would? You mean like that?
Oh my God, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard, dude. No, not like Magic School Bus. You fucking dork. No, man, like he wants to, they want to get it on, man. They want to bone. Your parents, they made you. They fucking.
So they all want to have babies with her?
No, man.
But this is a long joke. Usually a joker. You just nice issue.
Man, Preston, shut the fuck up.
I gotta leave. I'll see you tomorrow.
No. I'm going to tell you this joke. First guy goes in, comes out, has a good time. They get after it, man. All right? This blow-up doll has holes. And this guy's looking to fucking fill him up. So first guy comes out, 20 minutes. Guys, I had so much fun. Second guy goes in, comes out 45 minutes later, tells everybody what a good time he has. So similar thing. Everyone's going in there and just getting it on with this person, this blow-up doll. But they don't know it's a blow-up doll, right? So these guys thought that it was a they were so drunk, they thought it was a person. And they just kind of went after her.
Drunk?
Went after it. They were drunk. Like, they drank alcohol. You know, sometimes you go to bed and you hear the virtual reality machine turn on and I'm playing at like 2, 3 in the morning?
Yeah.
That's because I'm fucked up. That's because I drank.
Yeah, you're always so loud when you play that.
Dude, I drank 2 bottles of Tito's and with no mixer and just, and I was going for it. So these guys are drunk, so they can't tell that this blow-up doll is not a real person. So second guy comes out, hour, tells everybody where he has a great time. Third guy goes in, comes out 2 hours later and tells everybody, they go, "What? How was it? How was it, man?" And he goes, "It was awesome, but when I bit her tit, she farted and blew out the window."
Farts, huh?
God, this is why I didn't want to tell you, Preston.
What do you mean I got it? I laughed.
But it's not about farts. I guess it is.
Anyway. Yes, I think about it. Like,
anyway. Anyway, man.
Don't leave. He's still just like, he doesn't care. He doesn't realize what he's really asking. Just don't leave.
Yeah. What was the point? What was him telling a joke? What was the point of that?
It was like, how maybe he wasn't sad.
Maybe he wasn't sad.
Yeah. Because as we were saying, he loved
it. He loved the fact. That's right. It was that he loved the fact that, he was going to go hang out with his buddies because they understood filthy jokes. That's right. And then Preston was like, tell me a joke.
Yeah.
And then he's like,
right.
Yeah. Okay, good. And then he goes back home.
Goes back home and they celebrate his birthday with the family. And it is nice. It's nice.
Unexpectedly.
Moment. Unexpected. He doesn't know.
Dad takes him upstairs.
Yeah. And he's like, hey. And they're like, hey. And he's like, oh. And his brother's like, dude, we like you, man. Here's your money back. And he's like, really? He's like, fucking no, dude. We spent that shit.
Yeah, we Macintoshed you.
Sleep well, Preston.
Ta-da!
And so then dad, and they give him a cake. That was sweet.
Yeah.
I sent you that video. I was like getting actually choked up, weirdly. Sometimes I just fucking, I'm not a huge crier in movies, but I can get like locked, like unexpectedly locked in. I'm watching this movie, you know, for the second time in a week, just very, you know, knowing what's coming, all that. But then like at the end, it just like, I think maybe more invested this time. Yeah. So I just was like, it's fucking sweet, man. That's fucking sweet. A lot happened in the last hour yeah, kids and are a half,
COVID. But, you start thinking about other kids are like, they get to celebrate yeah, their birthdays this
yeah,
year. And
yeah,
you just start thinking like way, exactly, way too deep
yeah,
into it.
Like, yeah, and the dad was like, I'm such a piece of shit, man. And he's like, yeah, he's like, it's fine, man. It's fine. Just fucking. You know,
just be cool. Just be
chill. Have some cake. Yeah, just be chill. Just don't fucking make me get a job when I'm 10. Give me at least to like 12. Let me yeah, like, true. You know, my bike's
I want to play Little League. I love baseball. You know, I keep saying I want to play Little League. Yeah.
And you keep telling me that fucking.
Gloves are expensive. Bats are expensive. It's like, that's what?
And I'd bike to a job, but my bike's fucking broken. And you keep telling me I have to get my own. I don't have a job to even buy another one. Yeah. There's a lot of holes in your logic for how you want me to proceed. Yeah. And so then, and then it wraps up, and there was no ending of like, I would have loved, I don't know, something to tease us that there could have been Blank Check too.
They should have. I mean, why? I feel like every kid's movie, it's like, man, leave it open for that sequel. What are you, who are you, Pulp Fiction? We don't need this fucking thing wrapped up.
And I love that. He gets hit again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he does.
It's like other movies. Like, it's like,
he gets hit again. He looks at the camera and he gets a big smile.
Not again.
He breaks the wall.
Yeah,
he breaks the floor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think you're into it.
Yeah, you're like,
if you're like, why not? Oh, shit.
He'll put $2 million down. He knows yeah. now to be like, oh, I got to put like $100 million next time.
I mean, that actually is a fucking great idea and just redo it with that kid.
Yeah.
But maybe he is like 25.
And yo, just, and it's just Catch Me If You Can. It's just serious.
Yes.
It's just super. Or was that Catch Me If You Can was about? Because it did come out 2 years.
Blank Check is Catch Me If You Can, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
They're just like.
But I loved it. It was great to go back down memory lane. And I think I think it holds up.
It does.
As far as, and especially you're right, like in COVID times, to see a kid having that much fun.
Having just. The no time friends, of his life. Single, socially distant.
Probably a bad, yeah, I guess probably a bad movie to watch if you're a kid during a pandemic. Because you're like, oh, that's never happening.
That's, you know? Never again.
Nah, never again. But a lot of good messages, enough comedy. Who do you say would be the best part? If you could play one of those guys in the musical of Blank Check, what part would you want to be?
Oh, Preston.
Yeah.
He kisses the 30-year-old.
Yeah.
I'm 30. I'll kiss a 30-year-old. That's, you know what I mean?
Now,
that's
think,
awesome still.
Do you think at some point, they would do, you know how like they did Black Annie, right? With
yes.
Was it Jamie Foxx?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would they do a black Blank Check?
Blank Check.
I mean, like what's, because like I'm on my podcast about last night, I'm about to have Jaleel White on again for the second time to do a Black Christmas episode.
Nice.
Where him and Guy Tori came on the first time and just break down Black Christmas. And it's amazing.
I mean, dude.
And
the
that
songs
just
are better.
Opened me up to so much about like the, so I'm like Blank Check. Like you just see a different movie.
Yeah.
I feel like it's and a cool, because cooler shit too. Like
he
I
just
mean,
gets, he gets black he gets arrested for fraud immediately. And it's just a prison movie. And it's like, what?
And it's just darker. Okay, just, yeah.
No, it's still fun. It's still,
it's
like,
still fun. Yeah.
It's still, it's like a Silver Streak. You
but
know, it's
maybe he's
fun
got,
in prison.
Like maybe it's a kid and he's like, you know, I don't know. He's just got like the he still has that kind of a luxurious spending habit like Preston.
Yeah.
But just more like girls over and like animals, like, you know, just cool shit that like, yeah, like maybe just, you know, Preston bought the fucking, you know, and maybe it's based, the kid did it because he saw the movie Blank Check, you know?
Oh, so that the, so you the got kid's the homage like, to he's actual
like, Preston
Blank
got
Check.
A, you know, a water slide from the bed. I got a fucking cheetah, you know? Like, we got different ideas about what's cool.
What's cool.
But it's all rooted in that he saw the movie as a kid, and that's what gave him the idea to do that.
Yep. I mean, it's fucking, it is fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun, I like fun movies. They don't really try to make them a lot anymore.
Totally. Where it's just easy comfort food.
Give me the comfort food, man. Yeah. I don't have to be
yeah.
thrilled every time.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it sounds like they're getting ready to set up our album next door.
Yeah, next door. It's really getting serious. They're pumping
yeah.
over there.
Yeah.
We go outside 2 Chainz here. We're like, oh, shit, dude.
He's like, yo, I love Blank Check.
Get in here, dude. We'll do it again.